Shalom. This is Nade Patel El Leon. I pray you are doing well. This is a new year, and I wish all of you a happy new year. And I would like to let us pray right now. Father God, we thank you and we give you praise. We lift you up. We say you are God, you are amazing, you are wonderful. You have seen us through all the things that we have been through throughout the years. And now you have brought us into a new year, and you know the things that you have towards us, thoughts of good and not of evil, to bring us an expected end or a hope and a future, Lord. Father, I pray that this prayer, even though it is short, it will carry a punch. It will heal everyone that is broken right now. It will encourage everyone that is discouraged right now. It will touch people in a way that will shake their very foundations, and it will bring them out of the slumber that they are in and bring them forward to your glory. And you lift them up and put them on a rock. Father, I pray that any eye that has bewitched anyone be removed. Any incantations, any divinations, any wickedness, any witchcraft, any sorcery that is blinded, that is corrupted someone, you remove it in the name of Yeshua. I come against wicked altars that are speaking against people in their family lives, in their own lives. I sound the blood of Yeshua. I am sounding the name of Yeshua that is above every other name. And I'm sprinkling the blood of Yeshua on everyone that is hearing me right now. And I'm saying that at the sound of my voice, be delivered and be free in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen. Today, I want to share with you something from Zechariah 3. It just caught me this morning. I didn't know what to say, but then I heard, read Zechariah 3. And this is the trial of the high priest. You know, we are all in different kinds of trials every time in our lives. And every time you turn around, it's something else. So if you need to have an encouragement, if you need to know that you are not alone, that you are not being forgotten, you have to listen to this. Zechariah 3, I'm going to read from verse 1, and I'm going to break down as I go. It says, "And he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire?" You see, Joshua is clearly guilty, is clearly standing before the Lord, the angel of the Lord. But then, as you are praying, as you are going to the Lord, as you are standing before him, Satan also comes and starts speaking loudly and starts telling the Lord why he shouldn't listen to you. All the sins you've done, all the wickedness you've committed, all the atrocities you've done and all of that. So then you begin to think that your sins are so evil, your wickedness is so bad that nothing can save you. And that is a lie, because when you look at chapter 3, chapter 3, verses 3. I just read verses 1 and 2. When you look at verse 3 going, you see what the Lord did. See, God is so gracious. It's amazing, the graciousness of our God. He is not so cruel, you see. He is always willing when it comes to us. He's always willing to give us second, third, fourth, fifth chances. It is us who are so wicked that we think that because we are the way we are, God is also like us, but he's not like us. Okay? So now listen to this. He says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Now pay attention. This is what the Lord is saying to your accusers. The voices that are silencing you, the voices that you cannot deal with, the anxieties, the wickedness, the nervousness, the things that you feel like you can never be forgiven because of the wickedness that you've committed. Yes, I'm not saying that the wickedness you've committed is okay. It's not okay. But if you have truly repented, truly repentance means you are not going back to that sin. You are not going to do it again. You have really repented and you are looking for a way out so you can be in the grace of God and turn a new leaf and become a new person. That is what repentance is. And now this is what the Lord is saying. The Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. See, he is rebuking him in his own name. Oh, Satan, even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. You know, the filthy garment represents all your wickedness, all your bad decisions, all the things you have done that are not sightly. He is the high priest, and yet he's wearing a filthy garment. Isn't it amazing that you are in a position of trust, and yet you find yourself in a compromising situation? You find yourself in a situation where it's so horrible. The enemy is telling you, this is so bad, you can just commit suicide and die. I'm telling you today, you cannot do that, because the enemy is accused of the brethren. He will accuse you. He will push you to do wicked things. And then at the very last opportune time, he will come and he will start accusing you, pointing fingers at you. So you have to be wise and you have to know that the Spirit of the Lord is upon you and that it will guide you to do the right thing. But if by any chance you couldn't guide you, you shouldn't just throw away the towel and give up. Rise up and stand before the Lord. Stand with your head held high and stand and ask the Lord for forgiveness. Ask him to come in and heal you. Ask him to come in and deliver you. Ask him to come in and do the needful that needs to be done. Don't make excuses, because excuses will not get you anywhere. Okay? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel, and he answered and spake unto those that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garment from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass before thee. Do you hear that? And I will clothe thee with change of raiment. So the Lord is telling you today, he's telling the angel of the Lord to take away your filthy clothes. Take away the filthy things that you have committed. He has given you a reprieve right now. Taking everything away. He's not listening to Satan. He's not looking at him. And he's saying, take that away and give him a new clothing. Do you know what that new clothing represents? It represents new beginning. It represents holiness. It represents righteousness. It represents forgiveness. It represents second, third, fourth chances. It represents new things that you cannot even begin to imagine. It represents the love of God. It represents salvation. It represents hope. It represents a future, a bright future. So, no matter how you find yourself, whatever it is you've done, get up and face the music. Take the punishment and submit yourself to the Lord, and he will help you and he will restore you. He will give you a brand new raiment and change the filthy garments off of you. And I said, let them set a fair matter upon his head. This is the Lord speaking. So they set a fair meter upon his head and clothed him with garments, and the angel of the Lord stood by. And the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, if thou will walk in my ways. Now he's talking to you who has repented, who is having a change of heart right now, who have a new raiment, who have a new lease on life. He's giving you a second chance. This is a new year. This is a new beginning. This is a new leaf. This is a new page. This is a new chapter in your life. He's telling you this. That is verse 7. That's here the Lord of hosts. If thou will walk in my ways, and if thou will keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shall also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among those that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, put your name there, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant, the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be 7 eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I remove the iniquity of the land in one day. Just like that, the Lord will change your situation, okay? In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall you call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Do you see the powerful nature of our God? Do you see how much God loves us? Do you see how God can turn your situation around? Yeshua is speaking to you right now. According to the book of Matthew, he's saying that, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden, all ye that are carrying burden and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You know, his yoke is light and easy. Come and he will give you rest. You should give up all this wickedness. You should give up all these thoughts. Some of you have so many thoughts, you can't finish your thoughts. Your thoughts are constantly clashing. I silence those thoughts in the name of Yeshua. And I bring the peace of God into those thoughts. And you have only one thought, that the Lord loves you, that He has a plan for your future, that no matter what has happened in your life, he is willing to forgive you. He's willing to remove your filthy garments, the names that people have called you. You may be a prostitute. And today God is saying, stop prostituting yourself and turn around and take off the clothes, the garments of prostitution. And he will put upon you a new set of clothes, a new garment. That is called the daughter of the Most High God, or the son of the Most High God. And he will love you where you are. And he will provide a way out for you. And he will make big waves for you. And you will be blown away. Or maybe today you are so tired of the same things. You seem to be looking for jobs over and over and over and over. You can't seem to get any. He's saying to you, don't give up. I will get you that job. I will change your garment of failure and I'll give you success. I will change your garment of doubt and I'll give you a surety. I am changing your life right now. Do you understand me? Do you understand me, child of God? Do you understand me, how he loves you? He's calling you Dodi. He's calling you his beloved. He loves you so much. Don't ever think that you are so far fallen, you are so far deep, that God cannot dig you out of that pit. I don't care how deep you are. I don't care how wicked you think you have been. I don't care how useless you think you are. God has a need of you. His angel is standing before you right now, and he is commanding the angel. He's ignoring Satan's accusations, you see, and he's telling that angel to take off those garments, that garment that has been given to you by your own parents. They've called you useless all your life. That's a garment, you see, and he's taking off that filthy garment and he's giving it you a new garment. He's saying that you are useful to him, that you are amazing, that you can do anything, that you can achieve great things. That garment that says you are failing every exams, you are failing miserably, that That garment is being changed today. That garment that says that you are sickly. Oh, all this diagnosis has been given to you. That's a garment, you understand? And are you going to wear that filthy garment everywhere? Taking asthma, taking heart disease, taking kidney failures, taking diabetes, taking high blood pressure, taking obesity, taking edema, taking childlessness, taking all of these things are garments. Today, I command you in the name of Yeshua that you are being reminded that the angel of the Lord is taking off your garment. You understand? The Lord is telling him to take off that stupid garment, that filthy garment, and he's putting upon you a garment of a prince, a garment of a princess, a garment of saying, we can do this, we can achieve this, we can excel in everything that we do. We are conquerors, we are warriors, and we are achieving great things. He can change your life in a second, in a blink of an eye. And today, I'm here to tell you that all things are possible if you only believe. It is for you. And I love you, Dodi. This is Nade but LL Leon. Nadeni1@gmail.com. Shalom.